Did you ever have to go on cattle drives?
I've never been on a cattle drive to amount to very much, but I've been on quite a few sheep ones.
Okay. What were some of the things that you remember about that? Did the sheep hide? I mean, did you have a hard time keeping them together?
Oh, no, not really. Most of these sheep drives are from either from the summer range where they run up here in these mountains in the summer down to northern Arizona where they run in the winter,
mm-hmm.
desert country. And then they go down in the fall and then bring them back up in the spring for this winter them down in there and spend the winter and then in the spring and summer they'd be up here in these mountains. I made that trail a few times.
Okay.
Sheep herding was the only job there was when I was a kid. We started quite early.
Yeah.
Now they're all in the sheep left in the country now.
Okay. What are some of the, we've talked a little bit about some of the vegetation that you have around here. What are some of the more colorful, pretty type vegetations that you have?
You mean native growing?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the juniper trees and the pinyon pine. Up in the mountain to get the ponderosa pine, the firs, spruces, but down in here all your native trees are cottonwoods along the string beds are native and everywhere as you go in the west are along the
streams. That's very true. You can always tell where the water is from miles away, can't you? What kind of things do you grow around your yard besides fruits and vegetables? What kind of things do you have?
Oh, let's see. I've got a few cactuses out here in the mm-hmm. desert garden. All right, is a cactus. Most of the shrubbery you got around here, some of it's native. We got some sagebrush.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a nice shrub.
Does your wife do anything with anything outside in the gardening?
Oh, yes.
What does she like
to
grow?
She's done most of the flower gardens.
What kind of flowers do you like to grow?
Well, we have quite a few roses and we have, what else do we have? She grows annuals every year.
Mm-hmm.
Tulips and so forth.
Okay.
We have some permanent rose bushes, quite a few.
That sounds very nice. I bet it's very pretty here in the summer. What were some of the activities that you did when you were growing up and first married? What kind of parties did
well,
you go
Well, I guess
to?
I guess you'd think that maybe we were kind of underprivileged out here.
I don't think so.
It was a long time before we got picture shows here.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be when an old guy called Shaq used to come around traveling with picture shows and show them. And finally, there's one family got building a theater and got movies, and that's all gone now. I haven't been in a moving picture for so long. And of course, the television done a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
You don't need them now.
True.
Well, they've got a TV, you don't need to go to moving picture shows. But we had them for a while. Before we got television, I think television's kind of ruined us for a lot of things.
What were some of the parties that you had? I mean, town-type parties?
Oh, we used to have lots of parties, get-togethers when I was a kid. That's what we used to have lots of dances.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time before I learned to dance. I was scared. We got four boys in our family, no girls, and I was scared to death of girls. A long time, and I finally got so I liked to dance. But that was our biggest entertainment and social outlook, dancing.
Okay. What kind of celebrations did you do for like the 4th of July and the 24th of July?
We always had our 4th of July and 24th of July celebrations.